I mean, that you raised the point that local register is a notion which needs to be clarified. In fact, I believe it's a notion which is related to singing, and we scientists should find ways to define it more properly. And our problem is that we have used up to now terms which are related to the terms of singing, like chant register or falsetto register. And in France, since 10 years, we now have decided to use other terms which are specifically related to what's happening at the vocal folds level. So now we're using the term laryngeal mechanism, which takes its roots in the heavy and light mechanism. And I believe this is a good way to go forward in the understanding of the vocal registers, because I believe we should keep the term vocal registers, but try to define scientifically what's happening in the vocal folds configuration, and what's happening in the vocal tract adjustments.
Yes.
So my suggestion is that the use of the term laryngeal mechanisms to describe these two different types of vocal force configuration should be more used.
Yes. We adopted the terms lower and upper because the parameter that is quite obvious is pitch. If one uses that definition of registers that I said at the beginning, then obviously registers are pitch dependent.
As you nicely showed at the beginning, you can produce sounds in, for instance, laryngeal mechanism 2, which is known in which falsetto registers or female head registers are produced. You can produce these sounds in a very low pitch. So I don't believe that low and high can be a good.
Part of the theory here indicates that within the shorter, prominent, thicker quality of sound, etc., associated with lower pitch range, there is also a range of lighter and thicker within that one.
As but well they overlap.
And yes, which is part of why the confusions have happened.
Exactly.
Is because you can have, this is so subtle in what it can do, and making some sense out of all of it is what we're attempting to bring up.
I would just like to mention that if you think of laryngeal mechanisms, then you can describe vocal registers such as Wamix that was discussed earlier this morning, because Wamix is a way to mimic the sound of a given laryngeal mechanism, but using, in fact, the glottal configuration of another laryngeal mechanism. So that helps to understand